Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 887. Visible translated text is as follows: that Frank had committed disagreeable and prejudicial acts with the witness, and the final assertion of the solicitor when the court ruled it out that he would introduce Gant and let the court rule on Gant too, was highly prejudicial to the defendant. The court erred in permitting the solicitor to make the insinuations and to indulge in the threats that he would let the court rule on Gant too, in the presence of the jury, and without any rebuke on the part of the court. The court erred in not formally withdrawing these insinuations and assertions from the jury, and in not of his own motion severely rebuking the solicitor for his conduct. The mere ruling out of the testimony was not sufficient. Nothing but a severe rebuke to the Solicitor General would have taken from the jury the sting of the insinuations and threats of the solicitor. 34. Because while Mrs. Freeman was on the stand, after testifying as to other things, she testified that while she and Miss Hall, on April 26th, were at the restaurant immediately contiguous to the pencil factory, and after they had left the factory at 11:45 o'clock a.m. and had had lunch, that Lemmy Quinn came in and stated that he had just been up to see Mr. Frank. Upon motion of the solicitor, this statement that he had been up to see Mr. Frank was ruled out as hearsay. This statement of Lemmy Quinn was a part of the res gestae and was not hearsay evidence and was material to the defendant's cause. Lemmy Quinn testified that he saw Mr. Frank in his office just before he went down to the restaurant and had the conversation with Mrs. Freeman and Miss Hall. This testimony was strongly disputed by the solicitor. Lemmy Quinn's statement that he was in Frank's office just before going into the restaurant was of the greatest moment to the defendant because it strongly tended to dispute the contention of the state that Mary Fagan was killed between 12 and half past. The court erred in ruling out and declining to hear this for the reasons above stated. The testimony was relevant, material, and part of the res gestae and should have been sent to the jury. 35. Because the court permitted, at the instance of the Solicitor General, the witness Sig Montag to testify over the objection of the defendant made when same was offered, that same was irrelevant, immaterial, incompetent. That the National Pencil Company employed the Pinkertons, that the Pinkertons have not been paid but have sent in their bills, that they sent them in two or three times, that otherwise no request has been made for payment, and that Pierce, of the Pinkerton Agency, has not asked the witness for pay. In permitting this testimony to go to the jury, over the objections above stated, the court erred. The introduction of this evidence was prejudicial to the defendant for the reason that the solicitor contended that the pay due the Pinkertons by the pencil company was withheld for the purpose of affecting the testimony of the agents of that company. 67.